Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Sarah Burks, and I will be reading the devotional written by Amy Hirsch as she is out on maternity leave. Today is December 7th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we will be reading a portion of scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, and the second stanza says, Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Our scripture for today comes from Isaiah 40, so if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, Cry out, and I said, What shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The word consolation often leaves a negative taste in our mouths. Perhaps it makes you think of a consolation prize as a solace for not winning first place. Maybe it's something you take consolation in as you say to yourself, well, at least blank didn't happen, or at least I didn't blank. But Charles Wesley didn't intend to water down the meaning of the word consolation in this hymn. After all, to provide consolation means to console or comfort someone. And in Isaiah 40, God speaks words of true comfort over his people. Isaiah 40 is a turning point in the book of Isaiah. Throughout the book, the prophet has been warning about the inevitable exile that will come by the hand of Babylon for God's people if they refuse to repent. In Isaiah 40, Isaiah speaks prophetically to those who have lived through the exile to give them a word of consolation. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Why does God speak this word of comfort to them? Throughout Isaiah 40, God gives his people reasons to take comfort. Here are just a few. Their warfare has ended. Their iniquity has been pardoned. They have received a double portion of grace from the Lord in exchange for their sins. All flesh will see the glory of the Lord in person. God's word stands forever. God comes to rule with might and yet cares for his children as a shepherd cares for his sheep. God is the one who created and established the world, who actively reigns over it, who calls the stars by name, who is beyond comparison. As you read through Isaiah 40, ask the Lord to speak to you and to show you specific reasons to take comfort in these truths today, remembering that these words are not consolation prizes, but are true comfort for those who really believe the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who does not faint or grow weary. After all, these words of comfort give strength to those of us who are tired and weary, who feel as if we cannot go on, because we recognize that our hope is not in our own strength or circumstances or might. It is only in the Lord. As we wait on the Lord in whatever we are facing in these days, we take comfort in these specific truths from his word, trusting that he indeed is the hope of all the earth and that no one who waits on him will be put to shame. And we look forward to the day when our faith will be made sight, when we will hunger and thirst no more, when the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be our shepherd, and he will guide us to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.